Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello?
Hi, is this Vito?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Vito, this is Danny with the Bank of Cardiff. How you doing?
Good.
Good. Hey, it's been a little bit. I think it's been a couple weeks since we last spoke. You were looking to possibly add on 100K in working capital. And I was just calling to follow up, see if I sent you an email, if you had received it, and if you had any questions or not.
No, I mean, is there like you got a personal guarantee on this?
No, well, it's for our working capital program. I mean, we're generally able to free up 10-15% of top line revenue as unsecured cash, and it's you can use the money however you see fit for the business. Like, what would you use it for?
Well, we want to do some expansion. You know what I mean, for the business to get more work. You know
So you're growing. Yeah, that's great. How
I
want to
do a bigger jobs. There's bigger jobs, and I need more capital to keep everybody working until we get paid.
Yeah, do you guys kind of, does it take like 60 to 90 days to get paid for jobs?
It's a big apartment complex. It's a 2-year project. And so I didn't know, but, you know, how much are they going to charge me, though, for this money? That's the problem. Is it worth it?
Yeah, exactly, and I totally understand that. And, like, when the application process is really simple. It's a one-page app. We need 6 months, you know, business bank statements just because they evaluate the cash flow of the company or the business. And
so
then,
how much do they charge? Is it so much, $1,000, or how much is it?
Yeah, you know, rates depend.
What's the average?
Rates depend. For our working capital program, it basically, like, for example, if we were to give you like $10,000, right, and then it's very transparent. So, like, once you get all the application, everything in, they'll see you all the terms and everything, and there's no obligation, so you're seeing what you're looking at before you take it, obviously. And so basically, if we gave you $10,000, and then they'd say, let's just throw a number, it's like 10 cents on the dollar, right? So then you'd pay back, you know, $11,000 with off that $10,000. So that's just a number I'm throwing out there. But, like, I could tell you, you know, your rate would be zero right now. But, like, they take credit, you know, into account. It's not the major thing. It's a sales-based loan. That's why we look at the bank statements. So we figure, you know, you have good sales, you can cash flow the note. So, like I said, it's a quick, simple process. It's and we can get you an answer within 24 hours.
Yeah, but is it usually 10%, or is it, I mean, does it go like to 5%, or is it always 10%?
No, and that was just an example for you that I can kind of give you an idea. But, yeah, it ranges. It varies. We have multiple programs, and they are all over the map. But it would, it really depends, you know, what you look at on paper. And also, like, yeah, would you be looking to do with the money? And I know you said, like, payroll, and you're doing expansion. And when you look at it,
I got to put a lot more guys. It's a bigger project. I got to put a lot more guys on it, so my payroll is going to double.
Your payroll is going to double. Oh, well, what were your sales like last year?
Yeah, probably $100,000 a month.
$100,000 a month. Yeah.
Now it went down because we're losing. We're probably close to 50. But now, if we get these big projects, but we need to get some capital to get these big projects, you know.
And when do you?
Now I'd be paying all this high interest, you know, robbing Peter to pay Paul. I mean, what good is it?
Yeah. No, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, what the hell? I got to do this work. If you know, I want to just keep him busy, just to keep busy. You know, screw that.
No, exactly. And that's.
I'm done practicing. I've been practicing for 30 years, okay? Now it's time to make money.
Exactly. No, I hear you.
You know, so I don't want to do it. And that's the problem.
Yeah, no, I know it's tough. Well, how much are you gonna make off this big expansion project or this apartment complex that you're in? Like, what's your return on investment?
I don't know because the laws change now. You can't have a 1099 guys. You gotta have employees. So now we have to pay. You know, we gotta pay medical. We gotta get medical for the employees. Now we gotta get workman's comp. Everybody's got workman's comp, and we gotta pay for their medical. Now, because they're employed, you know, so it costs like 15% for each guy. You know what I'm saying? So it's
you can never
how
get
do you
ahead.
Make any money.
I know, and so you have to do that. There's no like, there's do you, so you deal with like
Yeah, well, Obama now, you know, he changed everything. We have to pay for everybody's medical now, and he pretty much screwed everybody. Everybody's got to charge more money now. We got all got to charge more money, and then now we can't get work because now we have to charge more money.
Yeah, I know. It's. I mean, they're gonna get him out pretty quick. He's almost out. But yeah, I can't. So you have to pay for. Like, there are no staffing agencies that you really work with, or does that work? It all comes down on.
They won't. Now they changed the law. They won't allow us to work with 1099. They have to be employees.
Oh, wow.
On these big projects because of everybody getting sued and everybody getting out of, you know. So now they want workman's comp because people get hurt. If they're subs, they don't have their own insurance. They get hurt, and then, you know, the apartment complex has to pay. So they want to protect themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody working now has to have their own, you know, workman's comp and insurance and employees. This way, something happens, it's not on them, it's on the contractor. So they're making it tougher, and we're just, you know, it's harder. So now it takes more money, and that's where we're at. But if it's, you know, if I got to pay that kind of, you know, percent, like, I mean, come on, I've been doing this for almost 30 years. My credit's really good.
Yeah.
And if they're going to charge me 10%, I'm not going to do it.
Well, yeah.
I don't want to waste. I don't want to do all that paperwork and throw all that out for nothing. And say, "Oh no, we need 9%." I'm like, "Screw that."
Yeah, no,
I
hear you, and that's, you know, it's like
So you need to, you need to contact your boss and say, "Hey, I got a guy here. He's got good credit. Been in business for 27 years. What is actually his rate going to be? My credit score is 760 or something, 750, whatever the hell it is." I got a good credit score. I pay all my bills on time. What is his number going to be? That's what you need to find out from your boss, and call me back and say, "Okay, Vito, it's going to be between 5% and 6%. This is where you're going to be at." And then I'll waste my time and fill out the application and do all that because I know those numbers will work, right?
Yeah, exactly. And that's why, like, I mean, we're talking right now, like. That's why I'm asking you, what are you going to make from this? Like, if we give you $100,000,
well, I mean, our numbers are tight. We're only going to make 10%. By the time we pay for everything, we're only making 10%.
Yeah.
We pay our office staff, all our employees, all our overhead. What do you think we're going to buy? We're only going to make 10%.
You only make 10%? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you pay for everything?
Yeah. Well, have you used working capital?
Because we're bidding against, you know, probably freaking 10 people right now to get the project.
Oh, wow.
You're not bidding 4 or 5 people. There's 10 people trying to bid the project.
Well, how do you kind of separate yourself?
You got, you know, like 2 or 3 of them already stepped out because they're 1099. They can't bid the job. 3 people can't bid the job now. So now I think 7 of us.
Okay.
So, I mean, we're fighting for this job and, you know, the numbers are tight. So we have to, we have to be in competition with everybody else. We got to stay right there with everybody else.
Yeah, I know.
That drives the price down, and you know, it makes it hard for us.
Yeah.
So there you go. So talk to your boss, and you call me back, and let me know, or email me, and tell me, hey, Vito, your rate's going to be around this much.
Well, yeah, I mean.
And then I'll fill out the paperwork.
Well, honestly, I could tell you that, like, right now, I could tell you, it's going to be at, I could tell you 0, you know, but then, like, once everything comes through, I mean, you understand, like, I talk to people who, like, say, oh, yeah, a credit score is perfect, you know, and then it comes out being not that. So it's, like, it's the same thing, like, if you're doing a project, right? So, like, I mean, what do you guys specialize? You guys do, what's your specialty as far as construction goes? Do you do, like, roofing or framing or?
Yeah, complete remodeling. I mean,
remodeling,
you know,
okay. Well, it's like, if I called you and were like, hey, can you come to my office, you know, and, like, I need a remodeling, like, through the phone, could you tell me, like, straight up how much it would cost, you know?
If you want a basic bathroom, it's going to cost you anywhere between $5,000 and $7,000. Mm-hmm. You want a 5x8 bathroom remodel? There you go. It's going to cost you between $5,000 and $7,000. Here's your average.
Yeah. And then, but then
I can give you an average. I can give you an average on anything you want done. What do you want done? I'll give you an average.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So, like, if you give me
your kitchen done? You got a 10x10 kitchen? You're going to average around $12,000. I can give you averages on everything on what I do for a living. This is what you need to do to me. You need to give me an average of what you do for a living.
I know. That's what I am giving you an average. I'm telling you.
No, you're saying it could be 10%. It ain't going to work if it's 10%.
No, I'm not saying it's 10%. What I'm saying, it varies. So say you had a 3-month term. I mean, the rates could be different than if you had like a 3-year term. That's the terms that we have. I mean, it goes from 3 months. The longest term, though, is 3 years. So what I'm saying is you're going to have a bunch of options once we get everything in. You could see what exactly, you know, you could do.
Yeah.
There's daily payments.
Yeah,
there's monthly payments.
You know, right now I don't have time to do that. I'm too busy.
No,
I got bids to do here, and you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then I got to go get all my paperwork and fill out the, you know what I mean? I don't have time for that.
No, it's a one-page app.
To be honest with you, I don't.
No, I hear you. And it's a one-page app. And it's, I mean, your bank statements, you could, you know, forward them to me through your bank. And then it's a most recent tax return. It's the first 2 pages, and that's it.
Did you email it to me?
I can email it to you. I think I might have, but I can right now. I have
it. Yeah, re-email it then, okay?
Okay, it's alandriconstruction@gmail.com.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Let me take a look at it.
All right, and when should I follow up with you, Vito?
A couple of weeks.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, thanks for your time.
All right, thanks.
Good talking. All right. Bye.